Gonna build a mountain from a little hill. Gonna build me a mountain, at least I hope I will. Gonna build a mountain, gonna build it high. I don't know how I'm gonna do it, I only know I'm gonna try.
Hello, success friends. I'm Tom.
And I'm Jerry. And we're here to ensure your success.
Welcome to 15 Minutes of Fun. Jerry, loving that crowd. Today's show is brought to you by the Thomas Fierce Insurance Agency.
Your fierce choice for insurance.
Our show today, God, what a wonderful crowd, huh, Jerry?
Fabulous, Tom, fabulous.
But our show today is entitled This Time. So say hi, Jerry. Welcome, Jerry. Say hi.
Hi, Jerry. Greetings and salutations to all my wonderful success friends.
And welcome, success friends. Thank you for joining us today to a little place I like to call Success Saturday, the perfect way to end your weekend, start your weekend. We provide a little bit of entertainment, a lot of bit of education, and 100% of inspiration. In fact, when I get done with this show, I can't wait for Monday to get here. So join us here each Saturday morning and rekindle your romance with success. And speaking of success, hello to Bob at the controls this morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
You know, Bob, we love being here on KLBB Radio every Saturday at 11:30 a.m. And, Bob, they can hear you every Monday through Friday, right?
Yep, with Stan Turner, noon to 2, Monday through Friday.
Yeah, I love that show.
We love you, Jerry.
And, you know, we can also, Success Region, you can also hear our Lemon Drops now every morning at 9:20 a.m. They're little inspirations that melt in your mind the whole day long. But success friends, our show, it's dedicated to all of us that have a dream, to all of us that want to be somebody, that want, as Sammy Davis Jr. says, to build a mountain from a little hill. Our show is born from the idea that to be successful, you only need to have a grand obsession and the tools to ensure that your grand obsession stays alive. Now, success friends, today I want to talk to you about a very special time. This time, as in, I'm going to do it this time. You can insert whatever you are going to do, as in, this time I'm going to quit smoking, or this time I'm going to lose weight, or this time I'm going to find the right job, or this time I'm going to do whatever it is I want to do. And my thought is, how many times have we thought this time in our lives? Well, success friends, don't let another day go by without deciding that this time is the last time I will need to say this time. I have a saying, start where you stand. And that is just what we are going to do today. But let's recap a little bit, because 2 weeks ago on this show, we spoke about having a grand obsession. Last week, we talked about enthusiasm. And with those two success tools alone, you are well on your way. Now, today we say this time, and to me, this time means I have my goals, I have my plans, I have my motivation, I know how today is going to tie into my long-term goal, and I am ready to go. I am ready to take action. My question, then, success friends, is what happens to this time? Where do we fall down? How do we get lost? How is our motivation diminished? You know, I see it all the time. People starting up that hill, people building that mountain out of a little hill, and it seems to be going so well. But then something happens. We get a bit fatigued. We get stuck a bit. We lose sight of what we were trying to accomplish. We forget maybe to be patient. We saw someone else doing better than us. I think what we really do is we forget to keep moving forward. And once the momentum is lost, well, so is our dream. I know I sound a bit downtrodden here, and when I think of the lost accomplishments, I do get down. But you know what, success friends? The answer is in the struggle. The answer to our problem here is to never stop moving. Have you ever watched Adrian Peterson, or for that matter, any great running back? You know, when they hit the pile, their feet never stop moving. They just keep moving forward. And that, my success friend, is why we have to find another this time. We stop moving. So how do you keep moving? Well, the answer is understanding how to make this time your last time. And you know what? It is so simple. All that we have to do is to have a plan to stay motivated and make a promise to ourselves that we always will take one more step. But think about it. You get obsessed about something and you make detailed plans about how you are going to achieve your success. Business plans are written. Recipes and grocery lists are put together. Fitbits are programmed. Workout regimens are garnered. And all our time and energy is spent figuring out how we are going to win. But you know what? No time is put into place regarding why we are going to win. And there is one reason why we will succeed, and that is because our want to is nurtured every day. Success, friends, how is it that an underdog team beats a superior team? Want to. How can an uneducated person have tremendous success? Want to. How does Thomas Edison have 10,000 failures and still move forward to discover the light bulb? Want to. And their want to was nurtured on a daily basis. They knew what they were after, and they set themselves up to win long before adversity ever struck. And this is what you must do. You must consider what you will do when the fire of desire is almost out. Or even better, how do I not let my fire even get low? The answer, you build up what I call the mental muscles. And how do you do that, you ask? Well, you surround yourself with success thoughts. You have pictures of what you desire. You read your goal statement before you go to sleep and right when you wake up in the morning, and even a few times throughout the day. You exercise. You listen to upbeat music. You have, in short, a success ritual that you perform every day. And hey, when adversity strikes, you don't miss a beat. I know this for a fact, success friends. If I hadn't done these things, I would not be here talking to you today. My first 10 years selling, I starved, but it didn't matter because I believed. I truly believed I had what it takes, and I did my success ritual every day. My mental workouts kept me from quitting. But let's take a quick break here. And on the other side, we have some success quotes and a fascinating story.
I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter. And I'm gonna make believe it came from you.
I'm Tom Fierce.
And I'm Jerry Attricks.
And we're inviting you to take the KLBB Challenge. Just call the Thomas Fierce Insurance Agency, and if we can't save you money on your auto and home insurance, we'll give you $25.
Wowzer! So, Tom, they either get better rates or they get $25.
That's right, Jerry. Call the Thomas Fierce Insurance Agency, 651-738-0107.
Take the KLBB Challenge, 651-738-0107.
I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter. And I'm gonna make believe it came from you.
Welcome back, success friends. Hey, you can catch us on Twitter. Our address is #FiercedChoice. And please do me a favor, like us on Facebook. We're at Thomas Fierce Insurance.
And remember, Tom, remind everybody they can see us on Instagram, Lemon Drops, the number 4, you.
I think you just reminded them, Jerry. But hey, Jerry, real quickly. Oops. Jerry, it's time for our success quotes of the day. And our first quote today is from Winston Churchill, who said, "Never, never, never quit." How do you like that, Jerry?
I love it. Our second quote is a Native American proverb that says, "Don't let yesterday use up too much of today."
Boy, we sure do that, don't we, Jerry? And Jerry, I've got one last quote for you, and it's, "Start by doing what's necessary, then do what's possible, and suddenly you are doing the impossible." And that came from Francis of Assisi.
Fabulous, Tom.
But Jerry, today I want to talk to our success friends about a man that just wouldn't quit. He never had to say this time, he just didn't quit. And that man was Abraham Lincoln. He is probably the greatest example of persistence that we know. If you want to learn about somebody who didn't quit, look no further than Abraham Lincoln. You know, he was born into poverty. He was faced with defeat throughout much of his life. He lost 8 elections. Twice he failed in business, and he even suffered a nervous breakdown. He could have quit many times, but he didn't. And because he didn't quit, he became one of the greatest presidents in the history of our country. Lincoln was a champion and he never gave up. Just to give you a quick sketch of what he did. In 1816, his family was forced out of their home. He had to work to support them. In 1818, his mother died. In 1831, he failed in business. In 1832, he ran for state legislature and lost. 1832, he also lost his job. He wanted to go to law school, but he couldn't get in. In 1833, he borrowed some money from a friend to begin a business, and by the end of the year, he was bankrupt. He spent the next 17 years of his life paying off that debt. But in 1834, he ran for state legislature again, and he won. In 1835, he was engaged to be married to his sweetheart, but she died, and his heart was broken. In 1836, he had a nervous breakdown and he was in bed for 6 months. In 1838, he sought to become Speaker of the State Legislature. He was defeated. In 1840, he sought to become Elector. He was defeated. 1843, ran for Congress. Lost. 1846, he ran for Congress again. This time, he won, went to Washington, and did a good job. Did such a good job that he ran for election again, or re-election, and he lost. Sought the job of land officer in his home state, was rejected, ran for the Senate, lost. 1856, sought the vice presidential nomination, wasn't even thought of as a possibility. 1858, ran for U.S. Senate again, and again he lost. And in 1860, he was elected President of the United States. Is that perseverance or what? Success friends, I'm so glad, so excited to be part of your day. I have a grand obsession to bring Lemon Drops to over 100,000 people a day, so listen every morning at 9:20 on KLBB for your daily Lemon Drop, and join us here each Saturday at 11:30 a.m. for Ensure Your Success. And one last idea, this time, understand that this time will be no different than the last time or the last 10 times unless we do something different. For me, I was always going to stop drinking this time, but I wouldn't until I changed the way I viewed things. I had 100 this times, and what changed? My view, yes, but I also put a support system in place. I had a success ritual to ensure that I never started drinking, and as of today, it has worked for 29 years. So for whatever you want to achieve, let this time be the last time you say this time. Until next Saturday, 11:30 a.m., be enthusiastic. This is Tom Fierst
and Geriatrics
saying goodbye, Success Saturday. Hello, success.
Bye.
Bye.
Sends Gabriel to take me away. What a fine young son to take my place. I'll leave a son in my heaven on earth with the good Lord's grace. With a fine young son to take my place. I'll leave a son in my heaven on earth with the good Lord's grace. Bill.